The Senate please come to order. Messages from the House.
March the 4th, 2015, from the House of Representatives. Message number 472, third reading passed, Mr. President. The bills listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File 51, Water Development Amendments, Ayes 59, Excused 1. Senate File 55, Omnibus Water Bill Planning, Ayes 59, Excused 1. Senate File 74, Summer School Intervention and Remediation, Ayes 43, Noes 16, Excused 1. And Senate File 99, Wyoming Pharmacy Act Amendments, Ayes 59, Excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Concurrences? Well, we've got more messages.
From the House of Representatives, message number 469, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 100, Highway Funding. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 3, excused 1. From the House of Representatives, message number 468, Joint Conference Committee report adopted, Mr. President. House Bill number 11, Distance Education Task Force. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 50, noes 8, excused 2. From the House of Representatives, message number 470, Joint Conference Committee report adopted, Mr. President. Senate File 81, Kevin's Law. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 55, noes 4, excused 1. From the House of Representatives, message number 465, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1, Mr. President. The House appointed House conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 65. The House conferees are Representative Harshman, Chairman, Representative Miller, and Stubson. From the House of Representatives, message number 466, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the House appointed joint conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 133. The House conferees are Representative McKim, Chairman, and Representative Barlow and Kirkbride. From the House of Representatives, message number 467, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1, Mr. President. The House appointed conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 130. The House conferees are Representative Larson, Chairman, Representative Lockhart and Somers. March 4th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 471, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 3, Right to Try. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. The House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. From the House of Representatives, message number 476, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 91, Charter School Eligibility Bonus Payments. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listing amendments. From the House of Representatives, message number 475. Concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 85, Adult Foster Care Pilot Project. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur to the listed amendments. From the House of Representatives, message number 479, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 126, Water Quality. Senate file listed above passed on a third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 57, noes 2, excused 1. From the House of Representatives, message number 477, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 98, School Athletic Safety. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, noes 5, excused 1. Message number 481, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 9, Right to Farm. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 37, noes 22, excused 1. Message number 480, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 8, State Education Accountability Assessment Substitute Bill Number 1. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading on an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 43, noes 16, excused 1. Message number 483, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 57, School Facilities Appropriations. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 45, noes 14, excused 1. And House of Representatives, message 482, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 56, Study of Management of Public Lands. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 42, noes 17, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
I think those are all.
We're at that order of business of concurrences on House amendments. Senator Burns, are you ready on message number 471, right to try, Senate File 3?
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
March 4th, 2015, from House of Representatives, message number 471, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 3, right to try. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. The House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move concurrence on message number 471 dealing with Senate File 3, right to try, and I ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, the House did a number of things with this bill, and I'd like to go through them. The first is on the amendment, is Section 2. It's a second reading amendment, by the House, and it dealt with 35-7-118 new drugs. And this was an amendment that was brought at the request of LSO. It was a catch by the Department of Health, and it dealt with 35-7-118, which basically, even if this bill passed, statute would not have allowed a physician to go ahead and prescribe those drugs. So they put this new language in as a new paragraph B. This section does not apply to a drug intended solely for investigational use by physicians pursuant to 35-7-1802A, Romanet 1C. That was just at, as I said, LSO's request. The more substantive changes that were made is when you go on to the second page, and the original bill had called for use of investigational drugs after phase one of FDA testing. In committee on the Senate side, we had some pushback against that and had suggested that it goes to phase two. Well, phase one is the testing for safety. Phases two through four are the tests for efficacy. And after testimony on the House side, even the party who had been pushing for testing after phase two agreed that phase one was better. So the committee moved it, but the House moved it back to phase one, which is with the original bill. And the second substantive change is down at the bottom, where the action against physician license prohibited. I'm sorry, I take that back. They also removed language on the bill that had been added by the Senate dealing with members of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The concern there was it would involve importation of drugs, which, actually, frankly, this bill is not aimed at. If the bill has passed first phase testing with the FDA, it is available in the United States. The second thing that they removed entirely is on page four, and it had to do with the manufacturer, which stated the manufacturer may provide an investigational drug and may or may not charge costs for doing it. They found that language to be superfluous and not really needed, and actually I can't necessarily disagree with them. And then the rest is changing the numbering until we get down to page 5 after line 10. And this was what was originally in the bill was removed on the Senate side, which is to protect the physician so that the physician cannot have his license removed or revoked just for prescribing one of these drugs. Because the person, if you read the rest of the bill, the person has to have informed consent on this, and the physician has to have already qualified them for that. Mr. President, I would welcome any questions. Otherwise, I would invite an aye vote on the bill. On the concurrence.
Discussion? Questions? If not, the motion is that the Senate do concur with message number 471, which addresses the House amendments to Senate file number 3, right to try. And you've been asked to vote aye. If the chief clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused. Dockstetter. Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Landon,
aye. Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott,
no.
Von Platern,
aye.
Wasserberger,
aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate File 3, which were reflected in message number 471.
Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Mr. President?
Senator Burns.
Could you turn my microphone off, please?
I kind of like listening to you. Okay. Well, I apologize for that. Senator Cole, are you ready?
Yes, I am, Mr. President. You can turn his off, turn mine on if you like.
You're turned on. Are you ready with respect to message number 480 on accountability?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the message?
March 4th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 480, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 8, State Education Accountability Assessment Substitute 1. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 43, no 16, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Mr. President, I would move message number 480, being original Senate file 8, State Education Accountability and Assessment, working off substitute bill number 1, and ask the body to vote no. Members of the Senate, you can see we've got about a 4.5-page amendment here, but there's one key point to it that deserves our attention. And if you look on page 1, line 7, they insert eliminating phase 2 teacher accountability. That pretty much says it all. Now, remember, members of the Senate, in the Wyoming Accountability and Education Act we've been working on since 2011, teacher accountability and evaluation is one of the key parts of it, along with leadership and whatever you have, so that we have a way to tie student achievement to teacher leader performance. Other thing they did that deserves our attention, they modified a continuing contract status law. You'll see that on the bottom of page 3 of the message. They do a number of other things. They change the money around, Mr. President. In that evaluation process, they try to go back to the local districts and give them the flexibility to evaluate their own teachers. All of this goes square into the face of education accountability that we've been working on for some 4 years. So I'd ask the body to vote no on this message.
Discussion? The motion is, shall the motion is the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate File Number 8, which are part of message number 1480 on state education accountability, and you've been asked to vote no.
Anderson District 2?
No.
Anderson District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft excused. Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquivel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott? Von Fladern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Driscoll, aye to no. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur with the House amendments to Senate File 8. The conference committee for Senate File 8 are as follows. Co-chairman, Anderson 02, and Wasserberger. Senator Bebout, are you ready on Senate File 9?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read in the report, message.
March 4th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 481, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 9, Right to Farm. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 37, noes 22, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move message number 481, concurrence requested on Senate File 9, Right to Farm. Ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, what they did is they changed the effective date from July 1 of 2015 to essentially immediately, which is the language we use typically in our bills to have an effective date immediately. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
It's a right that can't wait. Any message, any discussion? The motion is the Senate do concur with message number 481 on Senate File 9, House Amendments. You've been asked to vote aye. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft excused. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote?
Perkins, no to aye.
Peterson, no to aye.
No to aye.
Meyer, no to aye. Closing vote?
Coe, I don't know.
Coe, I don't know. Rothfuss, I don't know. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments on Senate File 9, Right to Farm. So, Senator Hicks, you just couldn't bring yourself to do it. The arrow was coming. The voice wasn't coming. You just couldn't do it.
Mr. President, I just needed to use the restroom.
yeah, right. Senator Bebout, are you ready on message 482 from the House Amendments to Senate File 56?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read the message in.
From the House of Representatives, message number 482, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 56, Study on Management of Public Lands. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 42, no 17, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move message number 482, concurrence requested on Senate File 56, Study on Management of Public Lands, and ask the senators to vote aye. Mr. President, the House did two things. It's interesting, this is one of the few times they've been a little tighter on money than the Senate has, but they took the $100,000 to $75,000. We can live with that and make it work, Mr. President. The second thing they did is some clarification language. If you look at the bill on page 2, line 11, they took out a pledge to maintain and inserted the continuation of all existing. Actually, that reads better. Be glad to answer any questions. Otherwise, encourage the senators to vote aye.
Any discussion, questions? There being none, The motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments on Senate file 56 as reflected in message number 482. And you've been asked to vote aye. If the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel. Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate File 56, reflected in message number 482. Ooh, I don't think that matches with that one. So this is... I don't have one on this, and that's fine, but are we ready to go on it? Well, you just gave it to me. Excuse me. Senator Scott, are you ready on the House amendments to Senate File number 85?
Yes, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
House of Representatives, message number 475, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 85, Adult Foster Care Pilot Project. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated.
Senator Scott.
Ayes 59, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benska, now as Chief Clerk.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move that we do concur with House amendments to Senate File 85 and ask the Senate to vote aye. Mr. President, the House actually did some very good work in this area. As it left here, the bill was simply repealing a couple of sections that the Health Department said were obstacles to these adult foster care programs actually occurring. What the House did was went and investigated the statutes a little further and discovered several other places we need to amend them to do exactly the same thing that the repealer was intended to do. So they added those in. That's the bulk of the text here. The other thing they did was the pilot project was limited to no more than 5 adult foster care homes. They increased that to 10. That's, I think, a very good amendment. It'll give us enough experience to really judge how well these are going to work here in Wyoming. So I would urge the Senate to vote aye. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions or discussions? If not, the motion is that the Senate do concur with message number 475, which addresses the House changes to Senate file number 85, Adult Foster Care Pilot Projects, and you've been asked to vote aye. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft excused Stockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Meyer?
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate file 85. Adult Foster Care Pilot Project, which is reflected by message 475. Senator Rothfuss, are you ready with respect to charter school eligibility bonus payments?
I am, Mr. President.
Will the clerk please read in the message?
From the House of Representatives, message number 476, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 91, Charter School Eligibility Bonus Payments. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Senator Rothfuss,
Hello.
You're okay.
Mr. President, I move message number 476, concurrent requested, regarding Senate File 91, Charter School Eligibility Bonus Payments, and ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, this was actually a recommendation that I gave to the House that they graciously accepted, removing the appropriation from this legislation, which was what Section 2 originally was. There was no further need for the appropriation of $20,000 due to the way that we handled the ECA in the budget. So this just struck that appropriation, recognizing that we had the ECA going through the budget and there was no further need for the $20,000 appropriation that would have accounted for the $6 million one-time distribution for the 2015-16 school year. Mr. President, that's all that was done to change it, was eliminate that appropriation. I ask the body for a favorable consideration of message 476.
Any further discussion? Any questions? If not, the motion is the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate File 91, Charter School Eligibility Bonus Payments, as reflected in message number 476. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft excused Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson? Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate File number 91, Charter School Eligibility, as reflected in message number 476. Senator Hicks, are you ready with respect to message number 479 addressing water quality?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the message?
From the House of Representatives, message number 479, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 126, Water Quality. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 57, noes 2, excused 1. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patty Vance Goodell's Chief Clerk.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, I'd move concurrence for message number 479, which was the original Senate File 126, Water Quality, and ask for your favorable consideration a yes vote. The only thing the House did was change the effective date.
The motion is the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate File number 126, Water Quality, is reflected in message number 479. If the Chief Clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich. Escobel. Geis, Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Kinski,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Fladern,
aye.
Wasserberger,
aye.
President Nicholas.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Senator Cooper, are you ready on joint conference of your board addressing the Chief Clerk?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the Chief Clerk or would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
Mike.
Thank you. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment? Here you go.
Joint Conference Committee report. In regard, Senate File 133, Bighorn Sheep Relocation, Reference House, message number 441, to engross copy. Signing for the House, Representatives McKim, Barlow, and Kirkbride. Signing for the Senate, Senators Cooper, Hastert, and Hicks.
Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Joint Conference Committee report number 441 to Senate File 133, Bighorn Sheep Relocation, and ask the Senate to vote aye. Mr. President, we convinced the folks over in the House that they needed to recede to our position, so what we did is on the first part of this conference committee report, we adopted just the one punctuation error that was in the original bill, so we just put a comma in there, and that's that first part of it. The second part of it, where it says delete the following House amendment, where we did here, we deleted the rest of their committee of the whole amendment, and which takes out that reference about the appendices A through N. And then we further amended it to say on page 2, line 7, we deleted the no, and we inserted as soon as practical, but not later than December 31, 2020. And this took care of the concern with the original amendment that brings it in line with the time certain, Mr. President. And so we got the House Committee to agree on all the Senate's position, and would like to ask the Senate to vote aye on this joint conference report.
Any questions or discussion on the report? If not, the motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report, message number 441, on set of file 133, Bighorn Sheep Relocation, and you've been asked to vote aye. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused Stockstetter. Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
No.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
Ross. Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Fladeren.
No.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Hastert, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 24 aye, 5 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report, reference House message number 441 to Senate file 133, Bighorn Sheep Relocation. Senator Coe, are you ready on distance education?
Yes, I am.
Would you please read it in? Here you go.
Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 11, Distance Education Task Force, reference Senate message number 325 to engross copy. Signing for the House, Representative Northrop, Burkhart, and Freeman. Signing for the Senate, Senators Coe, Dockstader, and Rothfuss.
Mr. President.
Senator Coe.
I would move Joint Conference Committee report, message number 328 to original House Bill 11. This is the Distance Education Task Force. And, Mr. President, what we did do, we adopted the Senate amendment, which, in fact, took that task force from a laundry list of... Now, remember, first of all, this is a task force to deal with recalibration for the benefit of distance education, and the House had put in like 14 different members. So we changed that in the Senate, so we rolled the House on that. And then at the end of the day, we robbed them. We took all the money out of it, and they went along with that. So, Mr. President, we didn't totally roll the House, but as a good friend of mine used to say, that is the long and the short of it. So I would ask that you adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report number 328. We rolled them big time on this one.
Any questions? If they're not, the motion is the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee report, reference Senate message number 328 to House Bill 11, Distance Education Task Force, and you've been asked to vote aye. The Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout. Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee report, reference Senate message number 328, to which addresses House Bill 11, Distance Education Task Force. Senator Meyer, are you ready with respect to House Bill 100, Highway Funding?
Yes, Mr. President.
If the Chief Clerk would please read in the message, the report.
Joint Conference Committee Report on House Bill 100, Highway Funding, reference Senate message number 357 to engrossed copy. Signing for the House, Representative Madden, Campbell, and Eklund. Signing for the Senate, Senators Meyer, B. Bowden, Von Fladern.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for concurrence to message 357 on House Bill 100. Mr. President, it's really simple here. According to Joint Rule 2.4, the House recedes from its non-concurrence and adopts the following Senate amendments, our Standing Committee Amendment, our Committee of the Whole Amendment, and our Second Reading Amendment. And, Mr. President, why stop at those, Mr. President? I think the Senate has had a good year this year, and this is just another nail in the coffin of the House, Mr. President. I ask for your favorable consideration. Vote aye.
Senator Case.
If the House receded from its non-concurrence with the Senate changes to the bill, then why do we have to vote on it?
I don't think so.
All right. I'm told, Senator Case, that you're technically correct, but in this instance, the House recedes from its non-concurrence, and since there was a non-concurrence, you have to have some way to whitewash it.
Happy to oblige, Mr. President.
Thank you. So, that being the case, the motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report, reference Senate message number 357, addressing House Bill 100, Highway Funding, and you've been asked to vote aye. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft excused Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski? Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Fladern,
aye.
Wasserberger,
aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee Report, reference Senate message number 357, which addresses House Bill 100, Highway Funding.
Ready with respect to
Senator Burns, are you ready with respect to Joint Conference Committee on the Lottery Commission, Senate File 130?
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
Will the reading clerk please read in the report?
Joint Conference Committee Report on Senate File 130, Lottery Commission Reporting Requirements. Reference House Message Number 444 to engrossed copy. Signing for the House, Representative Larsons, Lockhart, and Somers. Signing for the Senate, Senators Burns, Driscoll, and Ruffus.
Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Joint Conference Committee Report, Reference House, Message Number 444, Senate File 130, and ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, as you recall, when this bill left the House, all the bill did was add the TRW committee as a recipient to the annual report that the Lottery Commission puts out. When we got over to the House in the committee there, it was brought up that the chairman of the Revenue Committee, which currently gets the report, didn't want it anymore. So the House committee there removed the Revenue Committee from the recipients. We subsequently found out that the Senate Revenue Committee chair does want those reports. So the Senate did not concur. We had the conference committee, and they agreed to put the Revenue Committee back in the bill. So now everybody is relatively happy except the impending marriage between the Senate committee chair and the House committee chair.
Any discussion? I assume that the chair is not required to read it, but we will. The motion is that the Senate do concur on Joint Conference Committee Report Reference House Message Number 444, which addresses Senate File 130 Lottery Commission Reporting Requirements, and you've been asked to vote aye. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe. Cooper,
aye.
Kraft excused Dockstetter,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Kinski,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Platern,
aye.
Wasserberger,
aye.
President Nicholas,
aye.
Closing vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Reference House Message Number 444, which further addresses Senate File 130 Lottery Commission Reporting Requirements. Signing of enrolled acts. Senate Enrolled Act Number 66.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 66, being original Senate File 99, an act relating to professions and occupations.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 66, being original Senate File Number 99. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 67.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 67, being original Senate File 51, an act relating to water development.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 67, being original House or Senate File Number 51. I'm so sorry. Senate Enrolled Act number 68.
Senate Enrolled Act number 68 being original Senate file 74, an act relating to supplemental at-risk financial assistance for summer school.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 68 being original Senate file number 74. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 69.
Senate Enrolled Act number 69 being original Senate file 55, an act relating to water development projects.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 69 being original Senate file number 55. So signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, privilege of the floor.
You may.
Yeah. Senator, especially the committee chairman, if you've got your list put together now of your interim work, would you please share those with Management Council today so we can have an idea what you got in mind before we meet tomorrow afternoon? We'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Senate Enrolled Act number 70.
Senate Enrolled Act number 70 being original Senate file 90. An act relating to medical services.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 70 being original Senate file number 90. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 71.
Senate Enrolled Act number 71 being original Senate file 132. An act relating to housing discrimination.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 71, which is original Senate file number 132. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 72.
Senate Enrolled Act number 72 being original Senate file 81. And act relating to public health.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 72, being original Senate file number 81. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 74.
Senate Enrolled Act number 74, being original Senate file 50, an act relating to the administration of government.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 74, which was original Senate file number 50. And so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 73.
Senate Enrolled Act number 73 being original Senate file 88, and act relating to health care facilities.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 73 being original Senate file number 88. I so signed. Any House bills? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, wherever you are. I think we're going to stand at ease until the third reading is completed on the House side so that we can get our third reading bills over here, figure out what we're going to do, and read the messages in. So everybody will stand at ease, cool your jets until the House adjourns or completes their reading on third reading. Is that consistent with your thoughts, Mr. Majority Floor Leader?
Mr. President, yes. I move the Senate stand in recess till the sound of the gavel.
The Senate will stand at ease until Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, Committee 10 members, if you could meet at the back of the chamber.
Okay. Committee 10 there. And then for Management Council meeting, there will be an executive session to talk about personnel immediately following adjournment of both houses. You've heard the motion. All those say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate will stand in recess until the sound of the gavel.